Now that you're here, let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we're so thankful that we have this privilege to meet, and knowing the snow is coming, yet Father, you held it off so that we could assemble together. And so Lord, we ask you to be with us today and help us to understand, Lord, what the brethren are going through around the world. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. This morning we'll take the questions from the ministering brethren. The first six will come from the French-speaking ministers in Congo and then other French-speaking nations. They gather together on WhatsApp and have a ministers meeting every month, and then they come up with questions. So they come as a result of the French ministers speaking, the French-speaking African ministers meeting last month, and the following is from an email I received last week. It says, happy birthday, or happy new year, Brother Brian, and may God keep you in his light. While answering these questions, knowing with certainty that we are moving towards that resurrection time in the tent. So the question number one is, what is your opinion about this? And so then he says, this question with six sub-questions concerns what's taking place in our countries. What about church legal documents, which becomes a trap for many to compromise and fall into denominational systems. Well, see, they're doing this around the world. And, you know, I was in the Philippines in 2001, and they had like 100 and some ministers sign up for a organization to make themselves approved by the state or by the country. And I said, you brothers are headed for a mark of the beast, because that's what Brother Branham said it's all about. I said, don't do what you're doing. But they did it anyhow. So in DRC, the law states that to be legal, the pastor must get an official theological diploma. Otherwise, he will see his church being closed. So many message ministers are now attending denominational theological schools to get their diplomas and be secure from the law. Well, they're not secure from God. All right, God said it's the mark of the beast, so go ahead and take it. I don't care. And they are defending their stance by the fact that Brother Branham sent Billy Paul in a school, in a Bible school, and Brother Vail attended a Bible school as well. Though we'll never agree with such hogwash, but we would like you to answer back, as this, as it's a deceiving spirit, which is deceiving many, and many around the world are facing this. So the answer to question number A is, so is what is your opinion about this? First of all, let me make clear the record to those who think Brother Vail and Billy Paul attend theological school for training. That comes from not understanding the things of God, nor what William Branham actually said. Now remember, we are taught that no man can understand the things of God except the Spirit of God be in him. That is according to 1 Corinthians 2, which states, but God revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. So if you are void of the Spirit, which is the Spirit of God, you will never understand the things of God, because Billy Paul says that they are, because Paul says that they are revealed by God to those who have his Spirit in them. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God knows. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. He's contrasting what we have received with. But we have received the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So this says we receive God's Spirit in order to know. In other words, a cow can't understand what a man says. No man, no more than any other beast. It takes a man to understand another man, so you have to have the spirit of man to understand another man. And it takes having God's Spirit, his nature, to understand the things of God. It goes on to say, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now, in it, if it takes having the Spirit of God, his nature, to be able to rightly divide the word of truth, you can't do it on your own. God said there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ways thereof are the ways of death. He also told us in Isaiah 55:8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. So what that means is, in order to understand the things of God, you have to have His Spirit living in you. And when it says we compare spiritual things with spiritual, that means we can rightly divide the word of truth. So therefore, only those who have His Spirit can do so. Others cannot. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. That's what God says. For they are foolishness unto him. Neither can they know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So then it must be understood that most ministers who claim to teach this message do not understand the things of God, because they really don't have the Spirit of God in them. I didn't say all, I just said most. Perhaps nice men they are, but void of the Spirit. So then they automatically will not understand the things of God, which means that they will misunderstand this Bible and message, and they will that they claim to preach, but it is very apparent that they do not even understand it. And if they do not understand, then they actually are misunderstanding what they have read and heard. This is most likely the case because Brother Branham never said Leavell was a trained theologian. He never said that. So they are making an assumption. He simply called him Dr. Vail and said he was a real theologian. And if he says a real theologian, you have to say, well, that's an opposition then to those who have gone to school and have been incubated in the schools of theological systems of theology. Now, from Broken Sisters, Brother Branham said, today I was talking with my good friend Lee Vail, who's present now, and he's quite a theologian. Now compare that to someone who's not quite a theologian, okay? And so we actually have some pretty good discussions on the scripture, very smart. And he asked me one time what I thought about the initial evidence of the Holy Ghost, that was it speaking in tongues? And that's been many years ago. And I said, no, I can't see that. And he said, neither do I. He said, though I've been taught that, he said, but would you think... What would you think would be the evidence? And I said, the most perfect evidence I can think of is love. And so we got to talking on that, and then I thought that sounded pretty good, so I held off. I just held that, if a man's got love. But one day the Lord, in a vision, straightened me out. And he said that the evidence of the Spirit was those who could receive the word, neither love nor speaking in tongues, but in receiving the word. And that is exactly what I have shown you from 1 Corinthians 2, okay? Again, Brother Branham said in his sermon, Question and Answers on the Seals, the question is hell and the lake of fire with brimstone, fire and brimstone the same? And he said, no. Hell translation in the Bible, I believe now, there's a scholar's setting here. And I want to honor that, our brother Iverson setting here, and Brother Vail, and many of these brothers who are really theologians. Now, the word translated Hades means the grave. Is that right? The Greek word for the grave. But the lake of fire is something else, because over in Revelation, both Hades and all was cast into the lake of fire. See? All right. Now, let's see. So in this quote, we hear Brother Branham call him a real theologian. So we must contrast a real with what is not real, and therefore it is fake. Compare real to those who are not real theologians, which means they have been incubated in the seminaries, okay? I pronounce it that way because that's what they're doing, is spreading a false seed, false word. Again, Brother Branham said from his sermon called Perseverance, now tomorrow morning is breakfast, and I asked Brother Parker if I was to speak at that breakfast, and I was trying to get away from it, but he said no, that I was supposed to say a few words. And then tomorrow night, I wanted to try, the Lord willing, to preach to a little message group, or a little message, and I don't think I'll try again like last night, because I felt real bad. So sitting here before teachers, and renowned teachers, who know a theologians like Dr. Leavell, and all these other brothers here who I know, and oh my, and even graduates and so forth that studied the Bible and trained in that. Well, now see, Brother Vail never studied the Bible from a school. You know, they said, well, Brother Vail went to theological training. He never did. Did you know that Brother Vail went to high school? Did you know that he took 3 courses online? That's all he did? Yet Brother Branham called him Dr. Vail. He said, Oral Roberts has his doctors of divinity and all this. He said, so we're going to have our doctor. And so Brother Branham gave him the title of doctor. Now, that's the facts, okay? So he says, and then me standing here, try to take a message like that. I thought I'd come to pray for Brother Parker's sick children, so I better stay on that line. So we are here to help. So Brother Branham calls Brother Vail a real teacher, and we must then compare a real to a fake or a wannabe teachers. Because after all, the real teacher is the Holy Ghost, and by living in Brother the Holy Ghost living in Brother Vail, then Brother Vail was yielded to the Holy Ghost, who then taught. You see, most people in this message don't even know what a pastor is, much less an evangelist or a teacher. You know, they think it's something you can train yourself to do. It's not something you can train yourself to do or go to some school of theology. It's something either the Holy Ghost predestinated you to it or he didn't. From hearing him, Brother Branham said, but that's the reason the world can't see nothing genuine. When the people comes to a place that they'll forget all their differences and the love of God will be shed abroad in their heart by the real teacher, the Holy Ghost, then you'll become salty. All right, then in Hebrews chapter 5, you say, but the deep spiritual mystery, the church is still blinded to it. So don't think everybody who claims to be in the message is not blinded. Most are. Only the elect are not, okay? He said, when you ought to be teaching others, you're still a babe. Oh, I know there's many rise up and go out and say, oh, I don't need to go to church anymore. We've heard that too. Praise God, the Holy Ghost has come. He's a teacher. And when you get that idea, you're just wrong. For why did the Holy Ghost set teachers in the church if he was going to be the teacher? See? And like we read from the other quote, so God uses a gift of teaching and he enters into that man to teach. He said there are first apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors. The Holy Spirit sets teachers in the church so he could teach through that teacher. So and people say, well, I don't like Brother Vail's personality. Well, then you're not liking God. I'm not saying you have to like, a personality, but to say, well, I'm turning everything he said down because I don't like him, it just shows what kind of spirit you have. And if it isn't according to the word, God doesn't confirm it, then it isn't the right kind of a teaching. It must compare with the entire Bible and be just as alive today as it was then. Then there's the real thing made manifest. And that's why Brother Vail taught us to see this message through the word. Okay? And that is why we love Brother Vail's ministry so much, because he took this message back to the Word and showed us by the Word what Brother Branham was saying. That shows it was the real teacher teaching through the vessel of a real teacher. Now, never forget, Brother Branham said in the sermon, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if there's anything you lack of understanding, something you do not understand, my associate, Brother Lee Vail here, is available at all times to explain anything that seems mysterious to you ministering brethren. And whoever or wherever you are, or any lay member, anything. If there's a question, if we, who's we? Well, Brother Branham has to be part of that we. If we, Brother Vail and he, ever preached anything or do anything that's not not a promise of God in the Bible, you got a right to come to us and ask us like brethren. we ask you to do that. And how many people did? I'm asking a question. How many people did? We ask you as our brothers and sisters to come to us. We want to be servants of Christ. That's what we represent around the world. So how many have done that? There is only one that I know that took Brother Branham at his word. And I know others might have come some of the time, but I am sure there were many things they did not understand, and yet they didn't come to Brother Vail to find out, hey, do I got it right or not? So instead of asking Lee Vail like the prophet commanded, they chose to speak from their own understanding, and they spoke wrong. I could give you more quotes if you would like, but we haven't got time in this sermon to do so if we are going to get out of here in an hour or so. As Brother Billy Paul, as for Brother Billy Paul, he never had any theological training. He simply went to Northwestern Bible College in Minneapolis. I've gone past the place. It was a good and clean college at one point in their history. But we do not know for how long he attended because he left to work with his father, so he wasn't attending for theological training. That is fake news and just untrue. No research was done to verify that falsehood. After school, he worked with his father. First, he attended public school as a child and then went between being a child and being about 20. He went to college, I don't even know if he made it to 20, with a good standard of Christian morality that kept him out of trouble until he left to go work with his father. If you simply do a Google search, you would read the following. Based on the provided search result, Billy Paul Branham, the son of William Marion Branham, was born in 1935. According to the information, Billy Paul Branham attended Northwestern Bible College in Minneapolis, Minnesota. But the duration of his attendance is not specified. It could have been one quarter, could have been two or three quarters. However, it's worth noting that Billy Paul did not attend a Bible college for a traditional degree program. In other words, he just went there. He didn't even file at the school what his degree was going to be because he knew he wasn't going to be there that long. Instead, he grew up accompanying his father, William Marion Branham, as an evangelist, and on evangelistic campaigns and witnessed many miracles and supernatural events. Billy Paul later became involved in his father's ministry and continued to travel and speak about his experiences, eventually becoming the vice president of the Voice of God Recordings in Jeffersonville, Indiana. He was also the president of Brother Branham's William Branham Evangelistic Association. There is no mention of Billy Paul Branham attending a Bible college for a degree program in the provided search results. All right, so much for the ministers who claim that, Billy Paul went to Bible training and Brother Vail went to Bible training. Yeah, right, I guess, and so did the man on the moon. All right, so you see the whole premise of these brothers is off to begin with because they misunderstand what Brother Branham was talking about. Question number B, or letter B. Is the following quote explaining what's happening in our countries from Jezebel Religion, that then one day after sin had took its toll and God had brought this people to their knees and Jezebel took everything and she wiped it all up and she began to do it again, that's thus saith God's holy Bible, she'll do it again. And of course he said that right over here in Middletown. She's right on the throne now behind the figurehead, twisting in any way she wants to, and nobody's going to stop her. Certainly nobody's going to stop her now, because what they couldn't get in the religious circles, they cut it all into politics, and there they have done it. That's exactly what they've done. Which the political will be a boycott, just exactly back to the mark of the beast, as sure as I'm standing here, see, and the Bible said it. Now, they tried to have the boycott during the Biden campaign. That's how evil he was, all right? They tried to have that boycott, but they were wrong because they had to have the financial in order first. And so once they put the financial, like they did in China, where you can't buy or sell, and they have access to your account, and they'll just wipe your account out, then you will have the true mark of the beast, all right? So the answer to this is yes, you are correct. All nations are coming under the mark of the beast and are in the process of submitting to the image of the beast, which is the World Council of Churches, and the United States is who is backing up the Catholic Church with their military power. What we are seeing is that this move in your country is giving way to the beast system, and these ministers is going along with it. So you are correct in asking this. This is exactly what we are seeing now. And if they're doing it, let them do it. Don't try to talk them out of it because you just start an argument. Just let them go and let them do what they're supposed to do because the Bible says if their names were not ordained from the beginning, before the foundation of the world, they're going to do it. So let them go, all right? Proving his word, Brother Branham said, the Bible said that the beast upon the earth. See, what I'm trying to do is just I don't want you arguing out there, okay? I don't want you brothers to argue. I don't want you to, you know, be arguing with the other ministers. Just let them go. Let them do what they're going to do. Brother Branham, the people are going to do what they're going to do. Just let them be. But you don't do it, okay? Now, that's the denominational Antichrist coming on the earth, forming the beast at Rome, which was the first denomination. And this World Council of Churches forms an image unto the beast. Just exactly what we just put in the book there the other day. Notice it forms that, see, the Antichrist. And the Bible said, all whose names were not written on the Lamb's Book of Life, when, at the revival, was slain before the foundation of the world. Your name was put out on there. This Antichrist will deceive you. So those who comply with this system are ordained to be deceived. So if they're ordained, just let them go. I'm not being mean about it. I'm just saying, who are you to play God? All right? Who are you to be arguing with them over these things? If they don't receive it, they don't receive it. Just let it go. Let it be. Matthew 24:24 says that the Antichrist would be so close like the real thing in the last days, it would deceive the very elected or predestinate. It's the same thing. Election and predestination is the same thing. So if they take the mark by going to theological training, let them do it. They weren't ordained. Therefore, they were not predestinated. Okay? Now, God elected you or predestined you before the foundation of the world. And it says, will deceive all those whose names were not predestinated in the book of life. From the world falling apart, he said, that denominational system is the mark of the beast. You've noted. You never heard me say it before. That's the reason I've racked it so hard. Because now, I think, the time's just about finished. So might as well let it come forth and tell the truth about it. There she is. That's the marking of the beast, exactly. Rome was a beast, and she was denomination, the first organization. And we come out of her, we Pentecostal people, to not be partakers of it and turn right like a dog to its vomit and a hawk to its wallow, right back in it. No wonder our Pentecostal system is done, and so is the Methodist, Baptist, World Council of Churches and all. They're being swallowed up in the Council of Churches, making a mark or an image unto the beast to give its power. And it had a head wounded unto death and then live. Pagan Rome to Papal Rome. Oh my, how blind has Protestants been? And here you are right now, setting right in the midst of it, and there's nothing you can do now. The system is done for them. They'll take it and don't know that they've took it. They'll just be there, that's all. They can't get out of it. It's already done. So if it's already done and they take it and they don't know they're taking it, then who are you to try to get them into a fight so they don't take it? Just let them be. All right? Presuming, Brother Brown said, now, they're bundling them to burn them. That's true. They're getting bundled, all these organizations. Big bundles is coming to one bundle. One big bundle. That's right. What is that bundle? You know what it is. World Council of Churches forming the image of the beast, truly. And the people that's scared of communism, I want you to show me one place in the Bible where communism will rule the world. Well, I'll tell you, the Bible says that Romanism will rule the world. Exactly right. Where does the feet go out in that prophet who's seen all the Gentile kingdoms come right down at the end? It didn't go into communism. It went into Romanism, exactly. Here we are in these days, people presuming joining right into that thing. So that's what the brothers said they're doing, and that's what they're doing. Just let them do it. Say, that's all right. That's sure. I belong to the church. Oh, yes. I'm so-and-so. See? Just like those ministers are doing. This has been going on for years. As I mentioned, in the Philippines, back in 2001, they made a minister's organization where 110 ministers signed up to join it. When I heard about it, I was over there, and I told them to stay clear of it. But for money's sake, they are willing to do anything. They did it in Africa, in a certain country back there I won't mention. The pastor had to get a larger church to sign off on my coming. I told them that was wrong. They did it in South Africa, in Brother Branham's day as well. So someone had to warn them, and he did. Notice Brother Branham had to go there as a hunter, then switch caps while he was there, and he preached, okay? From question C, from look away to Jesus. You'll have to be in this council of churches or you won't be able to have a fellowship. Well, it's practically that way now. You can't go to church and preach unless you have a fellowship card or some identification. Well, our identification is the Holy Ghost. I don't need the identification from the world. I'm not preaching to the world. I'm talking to the people who believe this message. They're already doing it in many countries, like in your country, a letter that from an accredited school. But notice, who does that? Who does the accrediting? Who does the accrediting? And so just watch how the churches, even in this message, boycott a real ministry sent by God. In fact, the Apostle John said in 1 John 4:6, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and spirit of error. So right, the very fact that these men are listening to other men that are not called, and they're not listening to men of God that are called, shows that they're not of God also. Birds of a feather flock together. And back to William Branham. He said, look away to Jesus. And now, on persons like ourselves, we're going to be cut out of all that together. That's exactly because they won't be able to do it. It's tightening, and then when that time comes and press and the press comes to a place to where you're pressed out, then watch what I'm fixing to tell you in a few minutes. Watch the third pole then. He stated that we will be cut out, which means we will be in this dimension. Then he said later to watch the third pole, which is supposed to take place in the tent. How can we put these two things together? These two thoughts spoken of in the same paragraph. Well, the answer to that is the tent will have to be in this dimension as well, as I said in last month's question and answers. Because to be resurrected, we will have to be in this dimension. Then after that, we will be caught up, which the words up suggest another dimension, one that's higher. From question D, what did the prophet mean in these following quotes? Let us see Jesus, he said, I know what that is, even my tabernacle today, of which my foundation. Now, the people who does send donations to this foundation has a government number comes back to you to give you a tax-exempt form or from all that you send to this tabernacle. It's a nonprofit foundation called the Branham Tabernacle. And for Mother's Day, he said, and so when the service is over, if you will, I got a little statement there so that you, if you'd sign it as you go out. Brother Roy Roberson will have it back there because we're going to set up another foundation. Same thing, just another foundation. All of our funds and things that's taken up in the meeting keep from being taxed is placed, as usual, in the Union Bank to operate through the tabernacle instead of having another foundation. Because this is already a foundation in the name of Branham Tabernacle. So what did he mean by foundation? Because in our countries, a foundation is a nonprofit organization, but which pertains to an individual, as Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Now, many pastors are using this quote, making their church a foundation. By doing this, they are making the church private. The answer to his question is, all I can say is that in this country, as I think in all countries, is a foundation does not just speak of an individual. It might speak of an individual, but see, Bill and Melinda is not one individual, it's two. So then it's a group, all right? It can be named after an individual like Bill Gates or William Branham Evangelistic Association, but does not have to be. In our country, we have what is called a 501c3, which are exclusively for religious, charitable, or scientific, literary, or educational organizations. Other types are 501c4, which are for social welfare organizations. 501c6, which are for business colleagues or professional organizations. 501c7, which are for social clubs and fraternal organizations. 501c8 are for cemetery companies. 501c9, voluntary employees associations. And 501c10, domestic fraternal societies, etc. However, the U.S. tax code exempts all churches from taxation, so there's no, it's not necessary to have a 501c3. If you have a 501c3, you're in the government's eyes, their system. Then you have to file your tax, whatever. But a church is exempt, it's out of the tax system, it doesn't have to file. Okay, so there is no reason why any church should file a 501c3 that comes out of fear. Brother Vail and I discussed this many times, and he said that I was smart because not to file with the government for this. By doing it, you are only making trouble for your church. It is best to avoid the limelight. He said, I wish we had never done it. Okay, so those brothers out of fear are knowingly being complicit with the laws of man, and by doing so, they are putting those laws ahead of the laws of God. Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in their midst. That's your church. These preachers who sign up for the government control are willingly allowing themselves to be controlled by the government. In the early church, they met from house to house. So why did they have to have a church building and all this other stuff that goes with it, when the early church met from house to house? That way they could avoid the government, because it would meet 1 week at this house, another week at that house, another week at that house, like they do in Cuba. They actually meet in Cuba in the jungles, okay? Thus, they are willingly taking the mark of the beast by allowing them to control their church and not the Holy Spirit and his word. They are no way like the early church, who had to meet in secret from house to house, so there was no one location where they could be trapped. They avoided common places. All right, so question number E. All right, letter E. What kind of a church legal document does Grace Fellowship Tabernacle use in the USA? Well, the answer to the question E is, we have a charter, which is required to use the banking system. I have a certificate from the state of Ohio to marry and bury people. That is not a federal government requirement. And right now, they made that easy for anyone to do it. They don't even need a letter from the state. They can just do it. Because now they're marrying homosexuals together, and they're marrying transvestites and everything else. Question F. And I did that 40-some years ago. Under COVID-19 restricted rules, we found out that your church was still open and never was closed. Is it because your state regulations on your personal or your personal stand challenging the U.S. government? Well, the answer to that question was, first of all, they left it up to the states. Okay, so it's not challenging the U.S. government. Although the state mandated that you could not have more than 25 people in a church at one point, we did not have to worry about that, okay? And I wrote to the governor, and I blasted him for his in a letter for allowing a mandate even to exist. He claimed to be a Christian. I told him I would rally against him in the next vote if he continued to do so. And 2 weeks later, he lifted the state mandate after reading my letter. In my letter, I told him he was breaking the Constitution of the United States. I was willing to go the full route, like the preacher in Canada who was arrested. I hold the laws of God higher than the laws of man. Unlike many churches across America who ignored we ignored what the government mandated. We must obey God and not man. God said we should not forsake the assembling of the saints even as we get nearer to the end. It's so important. Finally, we have a question from South America, number 7. What can you tell us about this recent news in the newspaper, the largest circulation in Arizona? Well, it's not so recent. It was actually January of 2024. That is attacking the message and those who believe in it with journalistic articles. Answer number seven, these are coming from people who left the message, and instead of just walking away and saying they do not understand, they are trying to prove that they are right and Brother Branham was wrong. But he was vindicated and they are not. The point is, and listen, it'll be published by the newspapers because it's sensational. And if it's sensational, they'll publish it because it's either fear or sensational. If it was just about the wonderful things that God did in this hour, they wouldn't publish it. All right? They point to some message churches, so-called, and look at their dirty laundry and then try to make it sound like it's a widespread. There is no doubt some men who preach this message who are out for filthy lucre, but the majority are not. I don't say they all understand and therefore they may make some mistakes, it's fine. But that is what the blood is for, all right? But like Balaam, he did with Moab, they failed to see the pillar of fire in the camp of Israel, and so they pointed out some of the shortcomings of Israel. For this they will be judged. That's all I have to say about that matter. This is Bower Heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we're thankful, Lord, for your word. Thankful that the snows have not come yet. So, Lord, we can depart in peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.